Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Street Supervisor Jason Ettenheyer on the state of the road department.
Well, let's say I have a problem. I've been noticing something on the roads. What is my avenue to try and get that taken care of? What are the steps that I should take as a resident of Indianola in terms of contacting the streets department or contacting City Hall? I guess, what is the procedure for that?
You've got a lot of options that are out there. Obviously, everybody thinks that the first thing to do would be to contact their elected council official, anything like that. You know, that is a great deal. You certainly can do that. What I've been trying to convince people to do and what I've been preaching is if you go on the Indianola website, the www.indianolaiowa.gov, on the How Do I tab, there's a section right there on when you go to the How Do I tab, there's a section out there where you can submit a request. And you'll go down there and there'll be a drop-down menu that'll come out where you can submit a request. And let's say it's a pothole. If you go into the streets department that it's a pothole, I will get that email directly. That comes directly to me here on my list, right on my inbox. And it also, most of the drop-downs that you have, if it's an issue with any other department type of deal, most of them have multiple people that get that email. This GovQA deal on our City of Indianola webpage is just super efficient. It gets it to me right now. If you send a request at 10:30 at night and I'm still awake and I hear my email go off, I'm looking and checking and say, okay, I know we've got a pothole or a sinkhole. The other thing you can look at is we are, our IT department is staying very current on the Twitter and not very current on the Facebook status pages. You can message them through the Facebook page, and that message will come through to our IT staff and they'll pass it along to the appropriate. So we've got so many options of immediate communication with city staff that please feel free to do so, and please get that, because you've got a staff that wants to serve.
What is something you want the public to know about the Indianola Streets Department that maybe they don't know, or that whatever message you want to put out there?
One thing that I want these folks to know is that we are the Streets Department, and every department has its own identity, and every department, if you look at it by title, is its own department and is its own entity. But from top to bottom within IMU and within the city of Indianola, I mean, we're one big family. And especially within the street department, our main goal is to make these roads within the community safer for all people who are using them, and also make them better for the long term. That's just what we do. I mean, that's how my staff is incredible at that. We've got some people who have been here for many years. We've got some people here who have been here for very few years. The other thing that people may not realize is it takes a lot of people to make this run. And with what we're doing with the 65 more or less miles of roads and everything that I talked about, all these programs, we're doing that with 6 full-time staff members, myself, and 2 seasonal help during the summer. I mean, we're not a department of 30. We're a department of 7 to 9, depending on the time of the year. And we also have a street sweeper who's seasonal as well. So we're not a department. We're not like the city of Des Moines that has hundreds of people. We have a handful of people. And the workload that my staff, I could not be prouder of a staff. The workload that this staff puts out is amazing every day. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to be a part of that to see the drive and to see the enthusiasm. And every day, this crew, whether I challenge them, whether the city manager, whether the elected officials, whether the individual citizens throws out a challenge, throws out an idea, we try to figure out how we can solve that problem. I even look at opportunities. You know, I'm part of a public works group here within the Des Moines metro area. We meet for lunch once a month and discuss topics within the metro area, how they affect different roads and stuff like that. And I'll see an email come every once in a while and say, hey guys, how do you? And it's just kind of one of those deals that the next morning during our morning staff meeting every morning that we have, I say, hey, you know, I heard from the city of Clive and they're wondering how would we solve this? And to see that, to see my staff's mind work on how they would approach that, even though it's not our community, how would we approach it in Indianola? Because little known secret, it's going to happen in Indianola eventually. I mean, none of this is new and none of this is individual. You could pick any city in the United States and they're going to probably see the same type of problem. So it's just neat that every day is a new challenge for us, and it's what a blessing to see the crew that I have and all my coworkers throughout the whole organization rise to the challenges that are presented within this community.
Thanks to Jason Ettenier for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.